You're listening to The Point. Emmy award-winning nature sound recordist and acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton is an award-winning nature sound recordist who not only records the sounds of nature, he works to protect the few remaining quiet places on Earth from noise pollution. Being Here is a new film highlighting his quest to preserve silence and the importance of listening to the world around us. Let's start with a clip from the film. The voice we hear is Gordon Hempton.
Listening is something different. Listening means taking all sounds in with equal value. So instead of listening for a sound, I simply listen to the place.
Listen to the place. How interesting. Joining us on the phone is Matt Mikkelsen. He's the co-director of the film. And welcome, Matt, first of all. And I guess what people can't, you can hear that, you can't see, the photography is really quite beautiful. There's beautiful images going along with those sounds.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah. When did you first hear of Gordon, and what compelled you to create a film about him and his work?
So I first heard about Gordon when I was studying audio engineering in school at Ithaca College, and I kind of knew that I loved recording sound, but I also had this real urge to work with the environment and work towards protecting our environment. And I heard about Gordon through another student and ended up contacting him just saying, hey, like, what you do sounds really cool, and I'd love to hear more about it. And we talked on the phone for a really long time shortly thereafter, and I ended up going out to Washington State to kind of learn from him for a few days. And after that meeting and meeting him and kind of seeing what he does and these places that he goes to and his whole philosophy about really listening to the world, it just completely changed my life in many ways. And then I had the opportunity to make a film over the past year. So we started filming in March of last year and ended up completing the project in May of last year. And it was really just, as soon as I met him, I knew that a film could be made and it would be really good. I just didn't know quite what it looked like. So I brought on my good friend and cinematographer, Palmer Morse, and he really took this project to a completely new level and just really, shot some really beautiful footage. And kind of the thoughts that Palmer has are really prominent throughout the film and really help Gordon's message as well.
So how do we listen to hear?
It's a good question. I think we as humans have been kind of not paying attention to our ears as much as maybe we used to. And that's mainly because all around us is noise pollution all the time. And even if it's the sound of your refrigerator or an air conditioning unit or something like that, being in a quiet space is an opportunity that we rarely have. There's lots of science to show that being in quiet places is good for us, both physically and mentally. Gordon's whole kind of idea is that we just need to listen. And when we open ourselves up to truly listening to where we are, we become more aware of our surroundings and become more aware of ourselves.
There's something he says in the film, silence is the think tank of the soul.
Yeah, it's really one of these things that I think becomes apparent when you're in a quiet place, is that you're able to kind of ask yourself questions that you wouldn't be able to otherwise. And that's really, this peace of mind that people get when they go into nature and explore or do a hike or anything, that kind of peacefulness, it all has to do with your surroundings and feeling safe and kind of feeling aware. Mm. So to really be able to experience silence allows you to kind of think more efficiently and be unimpacted by all these sounds that kind of distract us in day-to-day life.
Do you find that listening this intently is almost a meditative process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something that, you know, after I met with Gordon, I really took up sound recording, nature sound recording, as a profession and a hobby. And it's one of these things where when you enter a space and you set up these very, very sensitive microphones, and you have to be completely still and monitor your breathing and things like that because the microphones will pick it up. And I think for people who aren't recording or who have never recorded before, you realize that when you're in a space like this and you're really, truly listening, little sounds, even just your clothes maybe rubbing up against themselves or something like that, becomes very strong and very powerful. And it's something that, you know, you really become so aware of, and it's something that we don't do very often, is really truly listen to where we are.
Yeah. You mentioned noise pollution, and it could be your refrigerator running in the background. So, well, how do you define noise pollution? You know, where does that end?
It's really any noise is defined as unwanted sound. But when we talk about noise pollution, generally what we're speaking of is noise that is created by humans that wouldn't exist in the space naturally. Mm. So when Gordon talks about the concept of natural silence in a rainforest, when you go to that place, it's not quiet. There are birds and there's wind and you can hear the river and things like this, but there's no noise pollution that's created by humans. And there's really very few, if any, spots in the United States and even the world at this point that are untouched by noise pollution. And there's not one place on planet Earth that's actually set aside free of noise pollution. Mm. So the Ho Rainforest, which is where most of the film is shot, is considered to be one of the quieter places in the United States for sure. But that is actually disappearing kind of as we speak on the phone right now. There's some really big things happening and some military testing that's being permitted to happen over the area that will essentially stop natural silence from existing in Olympic National Park.
So would you say humans are then not part of the natural soundscape?
In a certain way, we are, and I think it depends on what lens you look at it through. Bernie Krause, who is a really, really well-known acoustic ecologist in this field, kind of has defined some of these terms like biophony and geophony, which is, you know, the sound that an environment makes unimpeded by humans. But, you know, noise pollution, we can consider even our voices noise pollution if we want, but really it's more about airplanes flying overhead and, you know, industrial noises and things like that that carry into these natural spaces. And when you're in a space like this, it's almost like you don't want to talk at a normal volume. You want to be whispering almost because there's so much going on that if you speak loudly, you might miss it.
In the film, Gordon mentions that without noise pollution, humans have a 20-mile listening horizon. Explain what that means.
Yeah, and that's a... you know, under perfect conditions, assuming, you know, things that that there's no, you know, hills and other noises happening, you can hear for 20 miles in one direction. Again, under perfect circumstances. Mm. But what that means is that when you're in a city, let's say, your auditory horizon, as we call it, is maybe only a few blocks. So you can hear what's going on a block or two away from you, but other than that, you're completely unaware of what's happening. When you go to the Ho Rainforest, for example, you might be 3 miles away from the Ho River, but you can still hear that river very clearly because there's so little sound kind of blocking it. Mm. So it's really amazing when you enter one of these spaces, you think about getting up to a viewpoint on a mountain or something like that, and you can see for miles and miles. When you're in an acoustically quiet place that's naturally silent, the same thing happens with your ears. So you can hear sounds that are happening miles and miles away from where you're actually standing.
I'm just thinking of an experience being in the woods in the middle of New Hampshire, and it's hard to imagine the quiet. Like you say, there are some other sounds, but it's so quiet where we don't get to experience that a lot. I mean, as you were mentioning, there's not a lot of places like that left.
Yeah, absolutely. And even when, you know, I've lived in the Northeast for my whole life and have really explored, been able to explore, you know, the Adirondacks and the White Mountains and things like that. And it's very quiet, but when you're in that moment and you think, wow, it's so quiet right now, when you really start listening, you'll maybe hear a jet mm-hmm. or you'll hear some cars on a distant highway and things like that. So your bar kind of gets raised as you go to a quieter and quieter space.
Yeah.
But everyone who's experienced, you know, something like you've just spoken about being in this area, it's something that you really remember and you really hold on to. Mm-hmm. And that's been something that we've had people approach us after seeing the film, and they tell us a story about a time where they were in a place and they experienced silence. And it's very, very powerful, I think. And most people would agree with that.
Yeah, I was going to say the experience of silence, when I heard that silence is the think tank of the soul, I thought, wow, that's great. But I'm thinking a lot of my silence is in my car. So, it's, you know, turn up the radio and I'm sitting there thinking. But yeah, there's the car, you know, the sounds of my car, the car's going by, and it's not really silent, but I think of it as silent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's kind of that time that you take for yourself. And I think, you know, while in the film and Gordon's thing is that he talks about listening, but you can look at it almost as a metaphor for life as well. And when you truly take the time to listen and be aware, the way that you move about the world becomes different. And so I really think, you know, listening to nature and taking time to find silence and to seek silence is really a metaphor for trying to live a more informed and, you know, more oriented life.
Mm. As I mentioned, the cinematography in the film is beautiful. So tell us where it was filmed and what were some of the challenges of capturing sounds and images in nature? Like you're saying, you have to be very still and not move your clothing. And...
Yeah, it was really, you know, it was an experience for us for sure. I had been out to Olympic National Park a few times in my work with Gordon before we started this film. Palmer, however, the cinematographer, had never been to the Olympic National Park. So we kind of had a very minimal gear setup, as little as we could carry, and we went into the Hoh Rainforest, which is where most of the film is shot, and it's just this incredibly pristine, completely untouched temperate rainforest. So it's really wet, and it's difficult to hike through and all these things, but most of the sound that we captured on set was captured, you know, at 5 or 6 in the morning. So we'd have to be out in these places as the sun was rising to really capture, you know, the beauty and the tranquility of this place before jets started going by mm-hmm. and you could hear logging trucks and things like that. Because, as I said, you know, the noise is becoming greater and greater in the Hoh Rainforest. And the other advantage that we had was that Gordon was gracious enough to let us use his sound library as we made the film. So we were able, the film features a lot of Gordon's recordings of that area, and that kind of took some stress off of us in terms of sound recording, because often you have to wait, you know, 30 or 40 minutes to get that perfect recording with no other sounds and the right types of birds and things like that.
Mm.
But it was just an amazing, amazing experience, and Olympic National Park is, in my opinion, just one of the most amazing natural spaces that we have in America, for sure.
Yeah. And the film is being here, and it's going to be shown Saturday, April 22nd. This is the last film in the Mass Audubon and Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater's film series, Environmental Sea Change. And along with being here, also shown is going to be Nature's Orchestra, Sounds of Our Changing Planet, which is Bernie Krause, which you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. So two really great films to watch. And we're going to have a discussion that follows that. I'll be moderating that. And Matt, you'll be on that panel with us Saturday, April 22nd. We'll have more information at our website, capeandislands.org. Click on events. Matt Mickelson, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.